from KQED.
Tonight, public hearings begin in Hermosa Beach over whether to get into the oil business. For that to happen, local voters would have to approve. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has the story.
Hermosa Beach initially okayed the venture 20 years ago. Voters stopped the project at the ballot box. Then came years of litigation. Earlier this year, the city reached a settlement with the oil driller, avoiding what Hermosa Beach Mayor Kit Bobko calls a potentially crippling $750 million court judgment for breach of contract.
You don't need to look any further than what's going on up in Mammoth Lakes or Stockton or any of these places where you have a debt or a judgment against a city to see what kind of catastrophic things result from that.
The deal opened the door for a Bakersfield company to pitch a revised drilling project that calls for sinking about 30 oil derricks in a neighborhood a few blocks from the beach. Oil would be extracted from reserves on land and beneath the ocean floor. The project requires voter approval. Proponents say it could generate $500 million in royalties over a 30-year period. Opponents worry about oil spills, air pollution, and ruining the aesthetics of their picturesque 1.5-square-mile beach town. Mayor Kit Bobko says the city is trying to remain neutral and give residents all the information they need to make a sound decision.
If you think that oil drilling is a bad idea for Hermosa Beach, you know, you need to convince your neighbors. If you think that we need the money and that we could have better streets or schools if the oil drilling went forward, then you need to convince your neighbors. But the important thing is that this be a civil discourse. The arguments don't become more persuasive when you yell them.
After a public review process that's expected to stretch well into next year, Hermosa Beach voters will decide whether or not to lift an 81-year-old ban on oil drilling. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.